So now we're at verse number one. It's 14 measures long. It's a double verse. What we'll do is listen to the first four measures and then work on those. So here they are, measures 1 through 4. So a measure one of the first verse, right hand is playing the G below middle C and the E flat above middle C, fingers 1 and 4. And these hit rather quietly because they're in the background. With the left hand has two E flats, the two lowest E flats on the piano you can play. So the E flat, two below and the one below that if you have 88 keys. These hit together, sustain pedal up and down. Then right hand we jump up to play the G above middle C with our fifth twice. And then we'll have this. So right hand, this is the B flat below middle C, the E flat above that, G above that. With the left hand, I'm playing the G below middle C with finger 1. Then right hand, I'll play those two Gs again under my fifth finger. With the left hand, play the B flat 2 below middle C. Then right hand, keep that G down because what's next is this. Now what I'm doing here, right hand, is I'm playing the B natural right below middle C with finger 1 and the E flat above that with finger 3. Left hand, I'm playing the E flat 2 below middle C with my 5th, pedal up and down. And then right hand, that G under your 5th finger, let's play it 3 more times. And then we get this. So right hand, this is the B flat below middle C with our 1st and the F above middle C with our 4th. With the left hand, is playing the G below middle C with the 1st. Then right hand, play the E flat above middle C with finger 3. After this, left hand, play the B flat 2 below middle C with your 2nd. This brings us to measure 2, where the left hand plays the E flat 2 below middle C again with finger 5. With the right hand, while keeping the E flat down, play middle C. Pedal up and down. Then right hand, play the G above middle C twice with your 5th. And then we have this. Right hand, this is middle C and the F above it, so fingers 1 and 4. With the left hand, I'm playing the G below middle C with my 1st. After this, right hand, play the E flat above middle C with finger 3. And then the left hand will play the B flat 2 below middle C with its 2nd finger by itself. After this, right hand gives me this. So right hand, this is the D flat right there at middle C, the G above that, C above that. I'm using fingers 1, 2, 5. These hit together. Next, left hand play the E flat 2 below middle C, pedal up and down. Next, right hand play the B flat above middle C with your 4th, followed by that D flat again. After this, left hand play the B flat above the E flat you just played with finger 2. Then right hand, I want you to play the G above middle C with your 4th. Next, you'll play that D flat again while left hand plays the G below middle C. Then right hand play the F above middle C. Then we'll play the E flat below that with finger 2 while the left hand plays the B flat 2 below middle C. And then right hand play your D flat again. So there's a lot going on there in measure 2. So if you need to go back and listen to this again, that would be quite understandable. So now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4 by themselves.